Autumn and Finney were practically twins before they were born. Their mothers, best friends themselves, sat close during pregnancy so their babies could kick each other. Born just a week apart, they grew up inseparable in Ferguson, a small St. Louis suburb. Autumn was quirky and odd with no friends besides Finney, while he was sweet, shy, and fiercely loyal, always defending her from torment. Their childhood memories blend into seasons, summers hiding under bushes, joint birthday celebrations, Christmases as one extended family, winters with Finney protecting Autumn from snowballs, springs watching him play soccer. Everyone understood they belonged together, rarely separated except to sleep in their own beds, their windows facing each other across the short distance between their houses. But middle school changed everything. Autumn briefly joined the clique while Finney found a geeky group. They stopped studying together and found they had nothing to talk about. By high school, they traveled in completely different social circles. Finney became popular after making varsity soccer as a freshman, while Autumn found her place among the school misfits, complete with dyed black hair and a boyfriend named Jamie. The distance between them was painfully evident at the bus stop on their first day of high school, when Autumn was too nervous to return Finney's greeting. Soon after, he began dating a cheerleader named Sylvie, creating an even wider gulf between them. Throughout high school, Autumn and Finney live separate lives that occasionally intersect through their mother's friendship. Autumn finds her place among school misfits, dating Jamie for years while developing her signature style of wearing daily tiaras. Jamie gives her a promise ring and charm bracelet, vowing to add charms for the rest of our lives. Finney dates Sylvie and grows increasingly popular, becoming homecoming and prom king. Despite their separate paths, Autumn often watches Finney from afar. During one of his soccer games, she has a startling revelation. She's in love with him and has been her whole life. This realization torments her as she continues with Jamie. She describes her love for Finney as buried like a stillborn child, cherished but impossible. When friends suggest Finney had feelings for her in middle school, she dismisses them. Meanwhile, she battles worsening depression, begins seeing Dr. Singh and taking medication while her parents divorce. Senior year unravels seemingly permanent relationships. Angie gets pregnant and marries Dave. Brooke and Noah plan to separate after graduation. Sasha breaks up with Alex, though they still attend prom together. These changes reveal the impermanence of what once felt certain. After graduation, Autumn's world shatters when Jamie confesses he developed feelings for Sasha and slept with her. Devastated by this double betrayal, she stays in bed for 3 days until Finney unexpectedly checks on her, taking her for ice cream and helping her feel something beyond numbness. While Sylvie travels in Europe, Autumn and Finney develop a comfortable routine of late breakfasts, movies, midnight drives, and store wanderings. Their friendship deepens, though their growing attraction remains unacknowledged. Autumn later learns from Finney's friend that he had obsessed over her in middle school and took forever to get over her, leaving her wondering what might have been. As summer deepens, Autumn and Finney reconnect through shared childhood memories: her tears over Charlotte's web, his baseball injury, their snow adventures, and his protection from bullies. They discover different perspectives of their middle school years. She felt rejected, while he insists otherwise. Despite her hesitation, Finney teaches Autumn to drive, guiding her hands with the promise, "I'll catch you if we start to go too far." When Sylvie calls during movie night, Finney admits he can't break up with her by phone, but confesses, "She's not who I want to be with." Everything shifts when Finney reads Autumn's novel about childhood neighbors becoming lovers. He confronts her about their past, her withdrawal, and his unexpected kiss at 13. After mutual apologies, he asks if she'd want him to kiss her now. She says yes. Their initially awkward kiss transforms into something profound. After making love, they confess having loved each other forever, him since fifth grade, her for years. They acknowledge past misunderstandings and commit to being together. The next day, Finney prepares to break up with Sylvie. Despite Autumn's pleas to wait, he insists, "I want it to be just us." Before leaving, he promises, After this, things are going to be the way they were always supposed to be. Autumn watches his car disappear as rain begins. That night, her mother returns with devastating news. Oh, Autumn. Phineas Smith died in a car accident on August 8th. Autumn imagines every detail, his hands on the wheel, taking that turn too fast. She believes if he had been with her, he would still be alive. In her mind, she sees the accident, rain falling through the shattered windshield, Finney running towards Sylvie's body, not seeing the fallen power line in a puddle. Death takes him instantly as he kneels. Grief-stricken, Autumn abandons college plans and stops taking her medication. On the day halfway between their birthdays, she attempts suicide in Finney's bedroom, waking later in the hospital with bandaged wrists. She plans to try again, until a nurse's question about her last period gives her pause. In the sterile hospital room, Autumn contemplates carrying Finney's child. She imagines his protective objection, yet envisions their potential life together, living among the mothers, her waiting tables, saving for night classes, writing stories by lamplight. The memory returns vividly, Finney holding Angie's baby with gentle hands, glancing at Autumn with a smile that held their future possibilities. When the nurse explains the pregnancy test and asks if she'll wait for results, Autumn responds, "Yeah, I'll wait," arms instinctively wrapping around her middle. For the first time since losing him, she feels hope. This moment transcends the mere possibility of pregnancy. It represents endings becoming beginnings. Even in death, Finney has potentially given her both a part of himself and a reason to embrace life again. In this quiet room, Autumn finally feels things might unfold as meant to, even along an unexpected path. During a stargazing conversation, Autumn argues we're meant to find beauty even in sadness, while Jamie disagrees, revealing their fundamentally different worldviews. This contrast emerges again when discussing Romeo and Juliet, with Jamie seeing foolishness where Autumn perceives poetic tragedy. This perspective explains why their story resonates despite its heartbreaking end. Beauty exists throughout Autumn and Finney's narrative, their childhood bond, rediscovered connection, brief happiness, and new life emerging from loss. Their story acknowledges missed opportunities while finding meaning within that pain. We all contemplate our what-ifs, moments when life might have diverged had we recognized what was before us. Their story touches something profound, reminding us to attend to the present moment, speak our truths before it's too late, and recognize that even in our deepest sorrows, unexpected grace might await.